financial stain I want to throw into this. One of the things I'm feeling, and I haven't talked much about it yet, but I've been feeling it for some time, is there's going to be a significant move, a significant restoration of the fear of God in the body, in the family of God, in the body of Christ. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God causes us to part from evil. The fear of God is the awesome respect of His power and His presence and His goodness and who He is. Familiarity and a low view of His holiness and His power has caused people sometimes become slack and easy and over familiar in a cheapening of the grace kind of way. But I believe there's going to be a significant move of God that's going to cause a restoration of the fear of God. When the restoration of the, as the restoration of the fear of God takes root, the level of the miraculous is going to increase. Amen? The level of the miraculous is going to increase. And I'm talking about significant miraculous is going to increase. So Father, right now, just lift up your hands if you would. So thank you, Kimberly, for leading in this. So Father, we thank you right now that Lord, as the early, as the church in the early ages, experienced times where great things would happen and the fear of God would come upon them. Even with Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 4, even when that happened, it caused the fear of God to come on them. And it says that great things happened. They prospered. There was great miracles and signs and wonders. And I want to say, Lord, that we want to be a people who walk in your fear. We want to be a people who walk in the reverential awe of who you are. Lord, we don't want to treat your grace as commonplace. We don't want to treat your goodness and your power as a common thing. We don't want to treat your word as though it's just on the same level as some philosopher. Tonight, Lord, we thank you. Tonight we ask, Lord, for a restoration of the fear of God in the church. We ask for a restoration, a move of your spirit that will cause a revelation to hit our spirit that will cause us to come into a sense of great awe before you. Father, in Jesus' name, we honor you. And Lord, in that move of your honor and of your reverence and of your fear, there'll be a departing from evil. A departing from evil, a departing from confusion. A departing from the dabbling around the edges to produce a strong, glorious bride. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Let's just pray in tongues. Let's just lift our heavenly language. Let's just pray into this in tongues for a while. Shala rabarunda rebe, sila rabarunda raba, shabarunda rebe, shibarunda. Dola rebedende rebe, sila rabarunda raba, sarabarunda rebe, sila for your purifying fire. Thank you, Lord, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for that purifying fire, touching our spirits, touching our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the reverence level in our nation to increase, the reverence level of your word, the reverence level of your church, the reverence level of your spirit, of your presence to increase. We pray an increase, Lord. We pray an increase. We pray an increase. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Shala rabarondai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Shala rabarondarabasabarondarabeshibarondai. Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. When I saw that photograph of Sirona's lungs, that young lady that we prayed for, a few different times, and then we saw that picture up on the screen of the before and after. Who remembers that? Anybody remember that? I felt the fear of God with that, because here, right in front of my eyes, was a before and an after photo, and 190 millimeter tumor and two other tumors gone. this is the active power of God in our midst. I tell you, I felt the fear of God with that. There was a sense of reverence rose up in my heart with that, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is the power of God at work. That's how it impacted me. Did it impact you and anybody like that at all? I'm not saying it should have done. I'm just saying that's how it was for me. When you feel the sense of the fear of God, it's a sense of great awe. But not only awe at a distance, it's awe at who He is right now, right before us, right with us, right in us. That this all-powerful, almighty God is actually in us and with us. Hello, what's happening? Oh, there it is. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. She had stage 4 cancer. All they can say to her now is, you don't have stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, come on. I
felt the fear of God with that. Father, we just think, just take a good look. June, the case was hopeless. 3rd of October.
Come on.
People say the miracles happen in China, Africa. They don't fall off trees in Africa either. That's the power of God, my friend. Father, right now, just let the weight of your awe just sit on us. Thank you, Father. Let your weight of your awe just sit on us. Who we have to do with. You're not just an idea. You're not a philosophy. You're not a concept. You're not just a principle. You're the living God. You're the living Creator who does great miracles amongst us. Lord, let the awe of you increase. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We lift our hands to you. Just begin to lift that, please. Begin to lift that. Thank you, Father. Just let's worship him tonight. Let's just be in awe of him tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your glory is here. Your glory is here. Your glory is here. Your glory is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Want five or six people who really want a touch from God right now. Just come to the front. Come on, we're just going to shift this right now. I need a catcher. How many can you count? Okay, that'll do. Just this number here. Okay, thank you. Just this number here. Just get into here, auntie. Okay. Need a catcher or two, just in case. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Father, right now.
Now. There it goes.
Right now. Another catcher. You may not have seen this before. That's simply the power of God at work. Right now. Power of God in the spirit. Right now. Power of God. I need a lady. Thank you, Noah. When you get onto a flow like this, we've got to move quickly because it's just how it is. Thank you, Father, right now. Just put your hand on your chest where that pain is. Right now, Father, is it there right now? It is. And goes around your back as well, does it? Okay, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I break the power of this pain. I break the root of it. And I break the power of every attack against your life right now. In Jesus' name, I break the power of every attack against her life. In Jesus' name, I break the spirit of attack and the spirit of violence that's come against her life. In Jesus' name, I break it, and I break the root of this pain right now. In Jesus' name, I loose her from it in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you, Father. Pain go, pain go, pain go, pain go right now. Pain go, just go right now, right now, right now, right now in Jesus' name. Would you notice any change? When you came up, and now it's about a 6, so that's progress. Thank you, Father, right now. Just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, right now. Right now, right now. I break every projection against their life. Break every projection of jealousy. Break every projection of jealousy against their life. Every projection of jealousy, which has been, it's taken on a form of witchcraft, because it's actually been quite intense jealousy against your life. And right now I break its power, and I loose you from it right now. I loose you from it right now. I loose you from it. I loose you from it right now. In Jesus' name, I loose you from it right now. Even everything that came from a family member, via a family member, I break its power of your life. I break its power now in Jesus' name. And I release the power of God right now, right now, right now. Do you identify with any of that? You do? Okay, absolutely. Okay, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Has there been any more shift? Feel a lot better? Has it gone down below a 6? It has? Okay, you're being honest with me. You're not just being nice to me. Okay, I don't want you to be nice to me. I want you to be truthful about the glory of God, so, and about your relief. Okay, thank you, Father. Let it completely diminish. Up anything, Leah? Pray for it. If you are, just feel free to just sit with her and just pray for her for a bit. Just to thank you, Father, right now. Right now. Thank you, Father. Right. Wayne, have you got any words of knowledge? Got anything kicking away there? I'm not saying you should have. I'm just giving you the opportunity. Okay. Sally, you got anything sort of coming to you at all? Any words of knowledge or anything like that? Okay. Right. There you go. Very good. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Ben. Come here, Ben. Got anything you sense in the spirit, like anything that you'd like to us to pray into, like any illnesses or conditions, anything coming to you? No, it's okay if you don't. I'm not going to try and put pressure on you. Okay, it's all right, all good. Right, we want to pray into a few things tonight for the conference. We know we have the whole conference coming up. It's a very strategic time for us. We don't bring speakers in internationally just to create an entertainment program. We bring these people in very strategically, prayerfully, because we believe they carry things in the spirit and in revelation that I want to see deposited and released here. And so Daryl Crawford Marshall is being very much recognized as a significant prophet in Australia. He ministers internationally, also ministers into the business world prophetically. Ministers with, and also minister to government leaders prophetically. So these are not small fry. You know what I mean by that? Todd Weatherly leads a very good church in Melbourne, Field of Dreams. It's a church that a number of people are now gravitating to that have got significant ministries because it's becoming an apostolic hub. Apostolic dimension in the church that ministries are being drawn to it, and it's a safe base for them to operate from, because that's what God's doing, creating apostolic houses where people, fivefold ministries, can flow with and flow in and out of with greater backing, etc. So Todd is one of those guys, and the church has seen some very significant breakthroughs, healings and deliverance and miracles of provision. It's actually quite startling. And so I just really like the guy. I like him. His brain goes at a million miles an hour, and I can't keep up, but he's just a great guy. And then, of course, Apostle Norm MacLeod, You know Norm MacLeod? You know of him? Yeah. God has really raised him up in these last 1.5 decades and to very significant levels in our nation, and he's seeing significant numbers of young people get equipped and released in the things of the kingdom. He's a good man, and I believe he's one of the key voices in the nation, and especially in the apostolic dimension as well. So we've got him just for one session on the Saturday morning, okay? Don't tell me later that you wished you'd been there. Please be there if as much as you're able. It's going to be very significant. Oh, very good. So you're all sitting comfortably and look like you just like to just chill out, listen to somebody talk, and then go home. Well, that's not happening. We've come out to do business tonight, okay? The spirit realm needs your voice tonight. The spirit realm needs your voice. Your voice is connected to your spirit. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Heart and spirit are often used interchangeably. The inner man. The abundance of the inner man, the mouth speaks. And so the abundance that's in the inner man is going to speak tonight. There's an abundance of revelation. There's an abundance of faith. There's an abundance of grace. There's an abundance of desire to see God move. And we're going to release that tonight in prayer. Because your tongue is connected to your inner man. It's connected to your spirit. The brain often tries to get in the way. But when you can get a good flow from your spirit through out of your mouth, I tell you, you've got something very powerful happening. Amen?
Yes.
Some of you are catching me, some of you aren't. Somebody said, Todd said, the kingdom of God is voice activated.
Yeah.
Jesus said, by your words, you are condemned. And by your words, you are acquitted. Very, very key thing. It's not just a matter of trying to make up positive statements and thinking, well, I've got to be in faith, so I've got to think of something positive. That's not faith at all. Faith is when it comes out of your spirit because it's being deposited in there through the word of God, through revelation. So we're going to stand tonight and we're going to make some declarations in the spirit realm. The spirit realm needs your voice. Don't belittle your voice. Okay. So we're not gonna be a long time. So it's gonna be okay. We're not gonna be a long time, but we are going to make some declarations. And these declarations are going to impact the spirit realm. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I tell you, well, they are, Mary, aren't they? You know that. You know. So could we all stand? If you guys want to come and join in with us, then most welcome, but I also understand you just sort of checking things out a wee bit, maybe. And come over here, Ben. We need your Zimbabwean accent.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity this coming weekend to be gathering together and people coming in from around the region and beyond. Father, to gather together, to worship you, to praise you, to honor you, to declare your word, to believe together, to release something powerful in the spirit together. So could you declare after me, Father, I declare that the spirit realm will be shaken. Will be shaken by the power of God this weekend. That the word of God,
the prophetic word,
the revelation that's released this weekend will shift us
into a new place,
into a higher place, into a more powerful place. And the spirit realm will be shaken. That demons will tremble. Angels will be activated. The power of God will move. The fire of God shall fall. Angels will be present. Angels, we declare. You ministering spirits of God who have been sent to us. We declare that you are welcome. That you are welcome. We will work with you. In the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, we are receptive to you.
We honor you.
You are the governor of the kingdom.
You are the
Lord of the harvest. The Holy Spirit, we make place for you. We honor your presence. We submit the agenda to you. Be Lord of the conference. Be Lord of our lives. Be Lord of the program. Be Lord of the worship team. Be Lord of the preachers and speakers. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We declare that people will be healed. People will be delivered of bondage. People will be encouraged. People will be built up in their spirit. Revelation shall be released. That will bring us into the knowledge of God in a greater way. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare your power and your mercy over the people. We declare protection and mercy over the speakers and all who are traveling, over all of our households, of our children and our families. We thank you in Jesus' name. This will be a powerful weekend. That the repercussions of this weekend will reverberate through the nation. That this nation will be changed because of what is released in the Spirit this weekend. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We declare that every revelation that is born of you will be established. It will not be lost. It will not be snatched away by the devil. It will not fall on stony ground. It will not fall among weeds. But it will fall on good soil. The revelation will fall on good soil. And it will develop roots. And it will grow and bring forth a great harvest. We declare it in Jesus' name. We declare the conference and the people who attend to be good soil for the Word of God. Good soil for the power of God. Good soil for revelation. And it will not be lost. It will be built upon. It will be passed on. It will be shed abroad in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, tonight for the ones who are coming. Lord, they will come with open hearts. We will come with expectancy. We will come with faith. We will come with love for each other. And we will come with reverence for your presence. In Jesus' name. Lord, people, let people be saved this weekend. We declare that people will be born again this weekend. That people will be born again. Brought out of darkness into the kingdom of light. We declare it. We know it's your will. We agree with heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's give the Lord a clap offering tonight. Father, is there anything you want to pray into, Janet? Not at the moment. Okay, that's all right. Is there anything you want to pray into, Shelley? Covered it. Okay. Nawa, is there anything you want to pray into? Well, you want to save it for the meetings. That's okay if you do. No problem. There we go. Could you come out here? We want to pray with you. And thank you, Father. Shelley, you and Wayne are going to be leading the Tuesday morning meeting. It's up to you whether you pray into the conference, but you may well do. and you have been. Can you come out as well? We just want to pray for you guys. Just want to thank you for all the faithfulness and prayer and the people that join with you. Who joins with Sally and Wayne in their prayer meeting on the Tuesday morning? Thank you so much for the dedication to prayer. We totally need and are grateful for the prayer that you release in that meeting, because we know it won't be doubt and unbelief and religious. It'll be full of faith. It'll be full of conviction and passion. And the Holy Ghost is all over it. So thank you so much. Father, we just thank you for, Lord, and also Heather. Heather's not here, but we're going to pray for Heather as well. Could you just stand in for Heather? Heather Gallery. Father, we just thank you right now for... Right, in fact, you link hands, actually. That'd be nice. Yeah. You like each other, don't you? And Father, right now, we just thank you for, Lord, the leadership and the intercession, the prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for, Lord, just the hearts dedicated to seeing you move. And Lord, the prayer that's released in faith. Lord, the prayer of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you that there's going to be a great release of the prayer of the Holy Ghost. The groans that can't even be uttered. Lord, there's going to be a great release of the prayer of the Holy Ghost. I've never prayed that ever before. Lord, let there be a great release of the prayer of the Holy Ghost. Of the prayer. Let there be just such an increased sense of the partnership with the Holy Ghost. Let there be such an increase of the sense of the partnership with the Holy Spirit in prayer. Thank you, Father. I'll know it. The prayer will just go to a different level. There'll be just a whole tone about it, a sense about it, that they just know that the Holy Ghost is praying with them. In them, with them, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for opening up those things that the enemy would like to have in secret. Lord, I thank you that they would be exposed, and Father, that the enemy's plans would be thwarted even before they get kicked off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Shalabada. The organizational team. Kath and Ruth and the team, any of your team here? Any of your team here, Ruth? Any of the team here, Kath? Any of the team here? Just come up and join Kath and just the team that is helping to run it. And, okay, you're just going to stand in for the team, both of you. Okay, Tezza and Jack. And thank you, Father. Just stretch out your hands, if you would. Stretch out your hands. I just thank you for the grace. I just thank you for the grace that's on the team. I want to thank you for the grace that's on the team. I want to thank you for the grace that's on the team. The grace that's on the team. I want to thank you for sound. I want to thank you for music. I want to thank you for accommodation. I want to thank you for all the live streaming. I want to thank you for the sound. I want to thank you for the worship team. I just want to thank you for all of the organizational dimensions. In Jesus' name, that are all part of the great giftings of the Spirit that you've given us. In Jesus' name, we just thank you for a great grace upon them. A great grace upon them. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Great grace upon them now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just link hands across the place, if you would. And I don't know if you're in a position to be able to move, Kimberly. Just, Paulette, could you come down for a moment? PJ, could you come down for a moment? I just want to get some of the key leaders of the worship area. Just praying for you tonight. And we just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful key dimension, Lord, that we so enjoy and are so blessed by as we engage in praise and worship and prophetic declaration. Father, in the name of... Just come over here. Yeah, there's a better spot just over here. And thank you, Father, right now. Little Annie. Hallelujah. We're taking a bit of time over this. This focus tonight, but that's what we're doing. Because this is to do with our nation. Okay? And I'm not overstating. We got to get rid of the understatement stuff. It's small thinking, small language. Okay? We're just getting rid of that, Murray. Yeah, okay? No more small talk. Kick it out. Yeah, kick it in the posterior. Thank you. Father, we just thank you. Stretch out your hands if you can. And if you can't, get the person next to you to hold your hand up. I know you were holding hands. I'm sorry about that. That's just how it is. And just Father, just thank you for your great anointing upon them. Lord, for your great anointing upon them now. All the rest of the team, you guys can come down too. I thought you might have kept playing, but you guys can come down. Yep. And sorry, there we go. Anybody else in the worship team that's here? Just come out. Just come out. It's getting clarified as we go, you know. It's the evolution in the right way. Father, not about our origins, it's about our destiny. And thank you, Father. Stop clowning, Wesley. Okay. Father, right now, we thank you for the worship team and all those who can't be here tonight for various reasons. We thank you for your power, for your anointing. Lord, just releasing the dynamics of your power and your presence in the atmosphere. Lord, for ushering in your glory, ushering in your presence and ushering in your glory, leading us, Lord. We thank you for that anointing. We thank you for that anointing. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for increase in Jesus' name. Increase. Thank you, Father. Increase. Thank you, Father. Increase. And Lord, your angelic beings surrounding them, your angels that are sent to them to minister your life and your salvation to your servants, Lord, we just thank you for that angelic presence right now. Thank you, Father. Lord, let there be a dimension of inspiration that they feel flowing, that just releases your goodness. That releases your goodness. That releases your goodness. I don't want to pray in any way that puts something on you, that in a sense of a burden. I want to pray in such a way that releases, not puts a burden on you. But Father, let your anointing produce a dimension of miraculous encounter. Thank you, Father. And some of those things we'll only find out about it in weeks to come. But it'll happen. Let those dimensions just be released. I'm not putting anything on you that feels like you have to produce something. That's not the issue. Not at all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just for some of you, if you haven't seen, you know, this sort of thing happen before, it's okay. I can vouch for all of them. None of them are lacking medication or anything like that. But what happens sometimes is the presence of God, the power of God, he's actually tangible. He's a person. He's not a theory. He's not an idea. He's not a philosophy. He's the person of God. He's the greatest eternal person of God. And he promised that he would be with us and never leave us or forsake us. And his presence is often quite tangible. And some people are just more open to that tangible experience than others. I know some very powerful men and women of God who don't really feel a lot in that sense, but when they minister, my goodness, stuff happens. And so it's not about whether people shake, rattle, or roll or anything. It's not about that really. This is the effect of his presence on some people's lives. So that's okay. Just relax. It's all good. And it's fun when it happens. And God does powerful, powerful things in people's lives. Thank you, Father. He's alive and he's very well. So well, he never calls him crook. Never calls him sick. Father, we thank you that you're always so well and you're so powerful. And you're so kind and you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. PJ, and God is going to take you into a time where you experience at deeper levels just how good he is. And just how good his love is for you. You've had glimpses, you've had insights, but there's a new day, there's another day dawning, where the level of encounter will increase. And the encounter will be his kindness, his love for you. And I just thank you, Father. You're not going to be able to produce it. It's not something you have to drum up. He's just going to take you there. He's going to show you things. And it's just going to be beautiful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Is it party time? What was that? Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The back pain. How are you doing? Is it still have some pain on your left side? Wonderful. That's really good. So the pain on the left side, did that just turn up or was that just left over? Left over. Leah, could you just put your hand on her left side? I think you said left side, didn't you? Father, we just thank you right now for that pain on the left side. Just dissipating right now. Just dissipating. In fact, any trauma that's in the cells from the level of pain she experienced is still just trying to be active there. We just release her of that trauma. We release her of that trauma right now. We just release that trauma in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Let it be completely gone. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Good help's hard to get sometimes. And that's all right. All gone. All gone. All gone. Woo-hoo! Wonderful. May it stay all gone. Wonderful. Anything you want to do or say? You feel we've covered what we needed to? Kind of. You think so? You got that think so feeling? Well, I think so too. Yeah. Yeah. Nine o'clock tomorrow morning. There's a pre-meeting here. Noah's leading that. And Thursday morning, 9 o'clock as well. And what time does your prayer meeting start, Sally and Wayne? 10 o'clock at your house, which is? Tuesday. 118A, Hallsville Junction Road. And, so there's three good times to pray together and pray into the conference and whatever else as well. Anybody who wasn't here this morning that hasn't heard about the sign-up sheet for praying and fasting through this week into the conference, there is a form that you can fill out and just you register your name, and that would be fantastic. And there'll be communication with you maybe, I think, I'm sure. Yep. It's still not too late to register for the conference. Call the office or go online, Living Waters, however that works. And very good. Turn to somebody and say, oh, that's good. There we are. Very good. We are, while we're in the States with Jacob Biswell and his beautiful wife Anna, just before we got there, Jacob had, there was a piece of artwork on the, in the entrance foyer into their church, which is about this size, and it's a picture, a painting, that he was given by somebody a while ago. It's quite valuable, apparently. He told me the number. I won't say the number publicly, just in case you start coveting it. And but it's this beautiful painting. It's signed by the artist, so that's probably what makes it quite valuable. And it's this amazing roaring lion head. Now, we've all seen lots and lots of lions. We've seen lots and lots of lions. All sorts of colored eyes and all that sort of thing. And but this is really good, this one. And the mane, you may have seen a copy of this or whatever. Mane has got all sorts of people's faces in it, all people interceding. And it's called the Roar of Intercession. And it's hanging on our, he gave it to Janet and I, so I've claimed it for our dining room. But we may put it in the tent or the church, whatever. We got it back safely. The glass only broke once, so I've replaced that, so that's good. Didn't damage the picture. But it's just so good. But it's, he felt, had to pack it in bubble wrap and put it inside the bag, John, you know. Only just fitted. And it broke right across, you know. I mean, I was thinking it might be shattered, but anyway. So, before we got there, Jacob felt the Lord say to him, give that to Wes and Janet. And it's to do with the roar of intercession that's going to come out of the church. And so I want to try and get a photo of it and get it up on the screen and then talk about it a little bit, because without a shadow of a doubt, we know that it's time for the level of intercession to rise, to really rise in the church. And I believe it's going to rise to a roar. It's going to rise to a roar. So I'm excited about that. So God bless you. Have a great night. Have a great life. See you next Friday, if not at the pre-meetings and whatever. And God bless you all. Amen.